Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing looking at it. Just a little sidebar that came out of James related to Elijah and what happened in the life of Elijah. A lot of things the scripture shows us, but one of the first thing that we see of him is that he literally appears before King Ahab and he says, hey, it's not going to rain for years except by my word. He doesn't define how long at the beginning, but he says it's not going to rain until I say it's going to. And we've seen that he did that based upon the word of the Lord and based upon the leading of the Lord. And then that the Lord provided for Elijah. The Lord sent Elijah. The word of the Lord came to Elijah, sent him, and he lived by the brook Cherith. And there the ravens provided for him. They brought him bread and brought him meat, and he drank from that brook. Well, then the brook started drying up. Well, what do you do then, right? Well, you await. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah again and said, okay, get up and I want you to go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon. And there the Lord says, I have commanded a widow to provide for you. So he goes there and he encounters this woman at the city gates and she's out gathering sticks. And so he asks her, hey, will you go fetch me a drink of water? And as she's going to do that, now remember how valuable water was. They're in a time where it hasn't rained. And so not only is there no water, but the food is disappearing. As she's going to get to water, he cries out, hey, please bring me a piece of bread also. So let's pick up verse 12 where we left on in the last episode. It says this, but she said, as the Lord your God lives, I have no bread, only a handful of flour in the bowl and a little oil in the jar. And behold, I'm gathering a few sticks that I may go in and prepare for me and my son that we may eat it and die. So we've already seen that she's willing to share. Okay? She's going to get some water. She would be sharing the little water she had. And now she's saying, you know, I don't even have anything. I'm gathering these sticks right here. I'm going to fix a final meal for me and my son, a final loaf of bread, a final pita, whatever it is. And then we're going to die because this is all that we have. Verse 13, then Elijah said to her, do not fear. Go do as you have said, but make me a little bread cake from it first and bring it out to me. And afterward, you make one for you yourself and for your son. Wow, that's sort of, how would you describe that? Selfish, arrogant, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that's the reason that it's always good to read the whole balance of the account, okay? Listen to the next verse. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bowl of flour shall not be exhausted, nor shall the jar of oil be empty until the day that the Lord sends rain on the face of the earth. So when she says this to him, hey, I've only got this little bit of flour left. I'm about to go make it for me and my son. Then we're going to die. The word of the Lord came to Elijah. He knew what the word of the Lord was. So what's the word of the Lord? Verse 14. The bowl of flour shall not be exhausted, nor shall the jar of oil be empty until the day that the Lord sends rain on the face of the earth. Now, that doesn't mean the literal day when it rains that it would dry out. It means that rain is going to come forth, that harvest is going to come, that there's going to be fruit that you'll be able to eat, that the Lord is going to keep this going until there's more provision. So when you read 14, and then after that, go back and read 13. Do not fear. Go do as you've said, but make me a little bread cake from it first and bring it out to me. And afterwards, you may make one for yourself and for your son. That's interesting right there, because there's a point of faith right here involved with all this. She'd already said, okay, I'll give you a drink of water. Now she said, okay, I have no more bread. He's asking her and telling her by the word of the Lord, fix this right here for me first, and then go back, make one for yourself and for your son. I think it probably speaks to how famished Elijah is, but there's something else going on here too. It's actually a picture of the first fruits. Except here in this case, it's a picture of the total fruit, right? All she had, she was being asked to give to this one that she didn't know. Okay? Are you going to believe the word of the Lord spoken through the vessel of the Lord, even though you don't know who it is? And so that's what's being said here. So give it to me first. Now, what was going to happen is we know how much it was. It was just enough to make a bread cake. So she was going to give everything that she had to him. And then he says, afterwards, you can go back and you're going to find that you're going to have enough. What did she do? Verse 15 tells us. So she went and did according to the word of Elijah. And she and he and her household ate for many days. Can you imagine? Well, let me just read this last verse. The bowl of flour was not exhausted, nor did the jar of oil become empty, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke through Elijah. There are several cases in the scripture where we see this type of thing happening, where the Lord, what we would call, again, supernaturally, which, you know, as I always rant and rave, I'm getting more and more discontented with that word. Because when God moves, it's not supernatural. It's just God doing what he does. It is God being God. But from our side of it, yes, it's supernatural. But you know what? When you see these things in the word, it's sort of a disconnect in our mind that we think, well, that's what God used to do. And we don't think that he actually does that today. Folks, he does it today. It's actually some amazing story and amazing accounts of how God does this. Some from the Second World War, okay, that's the near past. We've actually had it happen just in the simplicity of having more guests come over than anticipated for an evening meal. And thinking, I'm not sure we're going to have enough food here. And just saying, well, Lord, just multiply this. And well, it's all said and done. You have what? Well, what happened with Jesus when he had the loaves of bread and the fish? You have provision. Here in the most difficult of times, in the most challenging of times, even for the people of the Lord, the ones who believed, underwent the famine, underwent the dryness, okay, in the same way that the disbelievers did. Even in the midst of that, God provides. But let me tell you, the woman had to make a decision. And she did. What did it say in verse 15? So she went and did according to the word of Elijah. Folks, that's what we need to do. We need to go and do according to the word of the Lord. We need to rest upon him. We need to trust in him. We need to realize that his provision is inexhaustible in every way. If we rest in him, he will do marvelous and wonderful things just within the arena of provision for us. So therefore, fear not. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. I'll see you again next time.